Our guest is Patrice Wilson. Patrice, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How you doing?
Hey, just fine. I know you're excited about your new project. It's entitled Sacrifice. What kind of sacrifices did you have to make for this project?
Well, in asking that question, making a sacrifice just on a daily basis, you know, for something, you know, for my personal self is, you know, one thing. But making a sacrifice for the Lord is totally different, because when God gave his only son the ultimate sacrifice, you know, I'm like, Lord, there's nothing that I can't give up for you. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to give up everything for you, you know? And so my time, sleep, more praying, more fasting, and whatever it is that he desires of me to do to put into the project is what I've sacrificed.
Now, you're a beautiful young lady. You have a beautiful voice. You're from Houston, Texas. Is there any added pressure? Because there's another young lady from Houston, Texas by the name of Yolanda Adams. So does that put any pressure on Patrice Wilson?
No, no. One can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10. And so I am so blessed to, oh my God, I'm grateful that we're on the same team.
Hey, your producer, H.R. Crump,
right.
Tell us, first of all, two-part question, how did you get H.R. Crump, and tell us about some of the people he's produced?
Okay, H.R. Crump came onto the project by, he was brought on by Alvin Williams, and some of the people that H.R. has produced, from what I understand, is Men of Standard. Michelle was Destiny Child, and several other people. He's worked with so many people.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is it, and are you really excited about having an H.R. Crump on your project as opposed to maybe a producer that folks may not have known of?
Yes, I am, because I've had about maybe 7 to 8 producers before I met an H.R. Crump, and I praise God for him, because right at the end of the project, a lot of things, you know, started turning, you know, and some songs, you know, were taken off the project, some were put on the project. But when God sent H.R., everything was just in place, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes when I'm asked a question about other people, I can say that H.R. Crump also, too, is a ram in the bush for Patrice Wilson.
Our guest is Patrice Wilson. Let's talk about some of the songs on your project. Secret Place, tell us about that.
Okay, Secret Place was brought to the project, to the table, by H.R. Crump. And I praise God for that also, because when I got the tracks, the music and the lyrics were so personal to me, because Secret Place is a place where you can go, just you and God. And a secret place is where no one else knows about. They don't know how to find you. They don't know how to get there. But only you and God knows how to get there. And my personal experience in my secret place, I have a prayer closet in my house, which was once a storage closet. And so I, in turn, decorated it into my own personal prayer closet. Other people, you know, in the house can go into it, or if I just have guests, I mean, they can go in and pray too. But that's my own personal secret place that I go in and commune with the Father.
That is nice. The song, You Care For Me. Tell us about that one.
Okay, You Care For Me was also brought to the table by H.R. Crump. And it truly has been a blessing, because every time I listen to it, even just when I'm listening to it to practice or just driving, you know, on the highway listening to it, every time I listen to it, I think about every moment of my life, and I know that God cares for me. And not only does he care for me, but he cares for us all, because when he sent his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross, he wasn't selfish. He didn't say, I'm just going to care for the black people, or I'm going to care for the white people, or I'm going to care for the Asian people. He said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So when he sent Christ, the ultimate sacrifice, to die on the cross for us, I mean, that was just an open, you know, book to everybody saying, hey, I care for you. And so it is so wonderful to know, you know, when you lay down at night to go to sleep, to know that he cares for you when somebody else, you know, in the natural probably don't care for you, who is in your family or, you know, friends or whatever, you know, he'll never turn away from you.
The song Jesus is Coming Soon. Tell us about that.
Okay. I wrote that song in Houston, and I wrote that in, I began to write it the morning going to the studio. I had the tracks, and I had to be in the studio at 10 o'clock. I got up about 8 o'clock. I was sitting in my mom's driveway, and so I was listening to the track over and over and over, and I was like, okay, God, what is this? What is this? And so as I was sitting there, I started reflecting back on as a child. And so when I was sitting there, I was just saying, okay, when I was a little girl. And I was like, okay. And so I just started writing the lyrics. God just started giving them to me. And so when the music changes into the part where it says, Jesus is coming soon, I was like, okay, God, this is great, because it was a personal testimony for myself, because when I was a little girl, my mom, she did keep us in church. I mean, we went to church so much, I was like, okay, can we just stay here? I go to school here, you know, and look, we don't have to leave, because we was in the church Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night Bible study, Saturday squat, you know, and I was like, okay. And then, you know, as we become adults in our own minds, sometimes we do things that we're not supposed to do. We step out of God's will, and we're in his permissive will and not divine will. But then ultimately, we have to all know that he's coming soon. And so I praise God that now that I'm on the right track, I'm never turning back to the things that I used to say and do. You know what I'm saying? So it was so personal to me. It was my own testimony.
Now, there's a feel-good song, sort of different song on the project called Turn Around. Tell us about it.
Turn Around also, I wrote that. I praise God for that song. That was written in a hotel in Atlanta. I was also working on the project, and I was preparing to go back in the studio. And so one afternoon I was just reading the Psalms, and I was just laying back listening to the music. And when the first verse came out within me, it was, you know, before you were born, I knew the path that you would choose, unlike the mountains that I made and the rain that waters the ground. Okay, I said straight up, I was like, okay, God, I notice you talking, because I don't talk like this, you know. And so, and then he says, you know, you have a choice to make. Will it be me or the world? In this life that we're in, you know, we have a choice. We can either choose the world or we can choose him. But his choice to make the choice for him is free salvation. The choice for the world, it could be your life and going straight to hell, you know. But when you choose Christ, then you have an eternal life in heaven, living for him, you know. Joy, no more pain, no more sorrow, but in hell, you're going to burn forever, and hell is real.
That is definitely for real. You, tell us about you.
Okay, You was brought to the table by H.R. Crump, and basically, the song is just self-explanatory, you know. You're the only one I need, you know. Without you, there is no me. So that allows me to know that, you know, I don't know, you know, how the song came about to H.R., but within myself, it's not about Patrice Wilson. It's about God's word, his will, and what he has to go, what he wants to bring through me to his people to bring them into his kingdom.
Where were you when you first heard your song on the radio?
Actually, I've never really, like, heard it from the beginning to the end. The other day, I had an interview, and when I finished the interview, the lady told me she was going to play the song. And so after I did my interview, I caught, like, the tail end of the song. So I've never been driving or anything like that, and it just comes on, and I haven't experienced that yet.
Well, what would be your reaction, you know, when you do hear it?
Oh, well, prayerfully, I'm in a place.
Not driving, right?
Standing, right, you know. But just the excitement of everything that has been going on, you know. I mean, God's promises and everything that he has promised to me, it's just unveiling before my eyes. And I just praise him. You know, when I came back into my hotel room today after several interviews before, and I was preparing, you know, and waiting for this interview, you know, my Bible was sitting on the bed, and I just grabbed it, and I just said, Lord, I just love your word. And it was like, you know, I mean, I mean, it's like I just wanted to just take it and just put it inside of me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know it's a book, but, I mean, it's just so powerful. And I'm like, just to see God order your steps. I mean, you can actually see this happening in your life, you know, but you have to see it through His eyes. You can't see it in the natural. You know, it is a spiritual thing.
Finally, Patrice, this is your debut project. What expectations, where would you like to see this project go?
Well, prayerfully, the project will go across the nation, God's creation, to save the lost souls. And for those that are saved, that need to make their minds up and get committed and stop playing with what God has given them. You know, in the Word, it talks about, why do you call me Lord, Lord, when you do nothing of the things that I say to do? You know, to me, if you're going to cry, Lord, Lord, then show Him, I'm calling you because I trust you. You know what I'm saying? And so this CD, this project, this ministry, is just going to go out and reach those that have yet to be reached. You know what I'm saying? And I see the ministry going on, you know, television across the nation, film, new adventures, new foundations built on God's Word and coming up from the ground. I see bringing in the youth and just being available for whomever and whenever that God is having me placed in whatever areas He would have me to be in.
Well, Patrice, we like to thank you for spending some time with us. And we're speaking life that this project will take you to higher heights. This project will have you on places like Bobby Jones, the Word Network, have your song being played all across the nation, and have people just calling and looking for Patrice Wilson to minister to them.
I receive that.
Thank you. Patrice Wilson, our guest.